वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 20, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of November, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Translation. My dear boys, you are all born of my heart, which is the seat of all spiritual qualities. Therefore, you should not be like materialistic and envious men. You should accept your eldest brother, Bharata, who is exalted in devotional service. If you engage yourselves in Bharata's service, your service to him will include my service, and you will rule the citizens automatically.
Tasmad bhavanta ridaina jata sarvi mahiyam sammamam sasanabham akrishta vidya bharatam bhajadhyam sushu sanam tat varanam prajana. So, Rishabdev was retiring from the duty of royal position, and before that he selected out of his 100 sons Bharat as the king, next king. Bharat Maharaj also very exalted. There is a long history about Maharaj. Under his name, this land or this earthly planet is called Bharatvarsha, on account of Bharat Maharaj. This planet, the whole planet, was formerly known as Bharatvarsha. Before that, it was known as Ilavati Varsha. After the reign of Bharat Maharaj, it was named Bharatvarsha. So, the emperor of Bharatvarsha, of this ruling all over the world, even after the time of Maharaj Parikshit, and this New Delhi, Hastinapur, was the capital of the world, and there was only place united. There was no need of hundreds of flags, United Nations. We have seen in New York, the United Nations organization, the flags are increasing, not under one flag. Culture is lost. In India also, the division everywhere, the division is increasing. In Europe, there is only one city, that is also another state. Luxembourg. So, without the central point, certainly, gradually, the division will increase, and in the name of nationalism, the strife and quarrel and fight will increase. Just like in India, 20 years before, or 30 years before, there was no Pakistan. Now they are divided, and already two big fights have been performed. So, this is the position, that without Krishna consciousness, everyone will try to enjoy sense gratification independently, either individually, collectively, socially, economically, politically. Go on, dividing. There is no oneness, simply division. So Bharata Maharaj is advising his other sons, he had 100 sons, that Bharatam Bhajadhyam, to just be obedient to Bharat. Don't try to rule independently, because if you follow the principles of Bharata Maharaj, that will satisfy the citizens, not ruling over independently. We have practical examples. At the present moment, there are 3 dozen ministers, 4 dozen secretaries, and 2 dozen governors, and so on and so on. But there is no peace. There is no peace because they are missing the central point. The central point, Krishna. Krishna says, personally, he has come personally to inform us the real situation. He said, Sarva Loka Maheswaram, I am the proprietor of all planets. So accept this principle that Krishna is the proprietor and we are all sons of Krishna. Krishna claims, Krishna never says that I am Indian, I am Hindu, or I am Uttar Pradeshi. No, he never says. He says, Sarva Joni Sukanti Asambhavanti Murtaya Tasang Mahajani Brahma Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the father. Not only of the human society, but I am the father of other forms of life. There are different forms of life, 8,400,000 forms of life. They are all sons of Krishna. It may be a small ant, or he may be exalted personality like Lord Brahma. Everyone. So, if you know the Krishna science, then you can understand it. This universal brotherhood, that we all, in different forms of life, we are all sons of the Supreme Lord, Supreme Father. He says in another place, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta, all the jivas, they are mine, part and, just like the sun is part and parcel of the body of the Father. Similarly, we are also sons, everyone, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And if you are really advanced in knowledge, this Pandita Samadarshina, then you are actually Pandit. Not falsely to be called Pandit and number one fool. That is not Pandit. Pandita Samadarshina. The defect of the modern civilization is that there is no Pandit, all rascals. All rascals. Therefore, they have demarcated, this is India, this is America. No. Everything belongs to Krishna. Then there will be peace. If in the United Nations, they simply pass one resolution with determination, that the whole planet belongs to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all His sons. There is no trouble. There is no scarcity. Krishna has created this world in such a way that there is no question of starvation in any part of the world. There is no question. Sufficient, purna vinam. There is no question of starvation. But because we have rebelled against the principle of universal brotherhood, we are all suffering. I have several times said that there are ample space, there is no question of scarcity, ample space. I am traveling all over the world, so much space lying vacant in America, in Africa, Australia. Why the Chinese or the Indians should be congested, overpopulation? But they will not allow. It is my country. Have you got visa, immigration? Yes, I have got. All right, 3 months, then get out. This is why. Because they are rascals. They are falsely claiming, this is my country, this is my property, nobody can come here. This is dog's philosophy. Just like the dogs. They have selected one neighborhood and 3-4 dogs, they live peacefully. Not peacefully, they also fight amongst them. But if another dog comes, immediately the 4-5 dogs will attack. Why you have come here? Why you have come here? So this kind of so-called immigration department means dog's department. They are maintained for checking the human life. Why there should be immigration? We are all brothers. Why you should stop? It is my father's property, it is your father's property. India was like that. The foreigners took advantage of India's simplicity, magnanimity. They came here, the Mohammedans and the Christians, to exploit it. But India was very much magnanimous. Anyone who comes, yes, come here. Learn Vedic literature. India's philosophy is Griham Satram api praptam visastam aputubhayam. That is Indian philosophy. If the enemy comes to your place, you should receive him so nicely that he will forget that he is in your enemy. That is Indian philosophy. Griham Satram api praptam. What to speak of friend? Even if you get your enemy, you shall receive him. That is India's hospitality. In the fight, we have got incidences in the history. There was fight, Kurus and the Pandavas. But in the evening time, they are friends. Any time there is no animosity. Just like Arjuna went to Duryodhana. Duryodhana criticized as grandfather. Grandfather is sometimes criticized by the grandsons. It is not an offense. You cannot criticize superiors. But between grandfather and grandchildren, the relation is different. The grandfather also criticizes the grandchildren. So, Duryodhana criticized Bhishma Dev. My dear grandfather, you have got affection for the Pandavas, there you are not fighting sincerely. You have been appointed the commander-in-chief, but out of your affection, you are neglecting your duty. Indirectly. So, old grandfather became little angry. What do you want? You can finish them in one day. Why you are taking so much time? All right, I shall finish tomorrow. At least I shall finish Arjuna tomorrow. either his intimate friend Krishna will have to break his promise or his friend will die. We'll see tomorrow. Because Krishna said, Arjuna, I am joining you, but I shall not fight. Do you want me? Still Arjuna said, yes, I want you. Don't fight. And Duryodhana saw Krishna divided, one side himself and another side his 18 Akshayani military force. So Duryodhana thought that better let me take the forces. If Krishna does not fight, what shall I do with him? Better take his force. Duryodhana accepted the military force and Arjuna accepted Krishna with the promise that I shall not fight. So I shall become your chariot. So Arjuna, Krishna and Pitamaha, the grandfather, Bhishma Dev. This is the scene. You know, Bhishma Dev has promised. Bhishma Dev knew that Arjuna cannot be killed. I saw Duryodhana that I am not partial. He is not to be killed. Jishang Kukhi Janardhan. Just to Pandaputranam, Jishang Kukhi Janardhan. Nobody can kill that. But this rascal is criticizing me, so I shall show tomorrow. So he made 5 weapons to kill the 5 brothers and he said that I am keeping these 5 arrows to kill the 5 brothers tomorrow. Don't worry, sleep nicely. So Krishna could understand that is, this arrangement has been done. So Krishna reminded Arjuna that Duryodhana wanted to give you some benediction, being pleased upon you. Now you go there and take the 5 weapons from him. So when, my point is that how the fighting was in a sporting spirit. So Arjuna when came to the camp of Duryodhana, Duryodhana well received him. Yes, my dear brother, come, what do you want? Why you have come? Now, you promised something to give me, I have come to take that. Yes, I will give you. You want without fight the kingdom, take it immediately. You want that? No, I don't want that. Fighting was gone. That is not, I am not come to beg that. Listen, I have come to take the weapons which you have kept. Immediately deliver. He kept the safety for killing them, but because he has come to beg, a Kshatriya should not beg. But he is begging, all right. This is India. This is India's civilization. The next day, also, Bhishma Dev fought so vigorously that Arjuna was going to be killed. His chariot broken, his everything is torn. Then Krishna, you have seen the picture, then Krishna came with a broken wheel to kill Bhishma Dev. And Bhishma Dev immediately stopped. Yes, my now promise is fulfilled. Because, my dear sir, you have broken your promise. You promised not to fight. Now, at the present moment, to give protection to your friend, you have now broken. Yes. So Krishna can do that. Krishna, he can do everything to give protection to his friend and the world. He can break his promise. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Koti aprijanihi name bhakta pranasyati. He does not promise personally, because he might sometimes break his promise. He is asking Arjuna, you promise, so that your promise will be kept always. I shall see to that. This is the philosophy. So, if we actually formulate peace formula, then everything is possible. Simply, we have to accept the instruction of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is for this purpose. We are simply requesting to accept the Krishna philosophy. Then the whole world will be peaceful. There is no doubt about it. Bhoktaram jabkitavasam sarvaloku maheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatta mam shanti vichat. These rascals, their mentality is like the dog, and they are making united nation. A dog can be united? Is it possible? No. You bring several dozens of best dogs and ask them, please live peacefully. We shall give you food and with you. It is not in their capacity to live peacefully. See, even there is already ample economic development, sufficiency, but because the mentality is doggies, the so-called force of United Nations, they're fighting with one another. It is not possible. So without Krishna consciousness, everything will be failure. So therefore, Nishabdev Maharaj is advising that you concentrate your service to Bharat. High education, big degrees, but the dog is not appointed by master. His all qualifications are useless. Therefore, it is dog civilization. And Aryan civilization means Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Shudra means one who cannot live independently. He has to depend on some master. He is a Shudra. The Brahmana should lead by education, by knowledge. Everyone will honor them. They will give the advice to the Kshatriyas. When Parshuram killed 21 times all the Kshatriyas, his father chastised him. This is not the business of a Brahmana. My dear son, you are so angry, you have killed all the Kshatriyas and you have killed Kartavijja Arjuna by anger. You have done great sinful activities. It is not the business of the Brahmana. Therefore, you should retire for some time and go to holy places to counteract your sinful activities. This was spoken to Parshuram by his father. So, that must be the mission. A Brahmana can kill anyone simply by words. He's so powerful. But does he doesn't do that? When Vishwamitra was disturbed by Taraka Rakshasi in the forest, he came to Dasarath Maharaj for help. He could kill the Taraka Rakshasi simply by his word, but he did not do that. This is not Brahmana's business. He wanted to take the help of a Kshatriya and kill the Rakshasi. Kshatriya can kill. Brahmana can take charity. Kshatriya can exact taxes. And Vaishya be engaged in producing food grain. Kisi guru kshamanijam vaishya karma sabhava. This is civilization. Aryan civilization means the division must be there. Krishna personally says, chatudvarnam maya system, guna karma, the varnasam must be there. The whole aim is how to please the Supreme Personality of God. Because the Supreme Personality Godhead has to be satisfied. on account of our rebellious attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are suffering in this material world. Just like any citizen rebellious to the laws of the government, he is put into the prison house. Similarly, we are all sons and subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and when we become rebellious, what is God? What is Krishna? Vimuran karta aham iti mannati prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva ahankara vimura. All these rascals who are godless, they are rebellious, they must suffer. The prakriti is there. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai. Krishna bhulya jiva bhogavan chakore pasete maya tare japotiya dhare. As soon as we become rebellious to Krishna, immediately maya is there. Just like as soon as you become rebellious, the government laws, immediately you are under police custody. There are two things, government and the police. So you cannot escape. It is when you think that I can escape God's ruling, I can deny the existence of God, that is your foolishness, mura. Navanadushkidunam mura prabhadvante narana. These rascals, they are not only sinful, but also lowest of the mankind, who denies the existence of God, godless. The so-called, so many parties, they want to improve by becoming godless. Among the scientists, it is a great sin to utter even the name of God. They will say, oh, you are talking of God, you are not scientist. Is it not? Yes. Scientist means he must be godless. This is God. Therefore, we are making so much propaganda against these rascal scientists. They are putting this theory that life is born out of chemicals. We are putting the counter theory. No, life is born of life. Never with chemicals. Our scientist students are writing the book, you know. So our proposition is, anyone against the authority of God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must strongly criticize him and take to task. This is our business. Just like Hanuman, Bajrangi, he took very severely to punish Ravana. What was the fault? He was godless. He was against Rama. Therefore he took it very seriously and set fire to his beautiful kingdom, Lanka. So, of course, Hanumanji never did it for his personal. They were monkeys, not even human beings. The monkeys did not want such nice city, but for Ramchandra. Similarly, our principle should be that we can utilize everything, but not for our sense gratification, but for Krishna. That should be the motive of Krishna conscious people, and try to educate people to become Krishna conscious so that actually they become happy. Thank you very much.
Sarada.